Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Logically,
yeah,
this man is 100% correct.
Oh.
There is right, there is wrong, and what this guy is doing is wrong.
Straight up wrong.
No, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know he's doing this and it's affecting you and it's affecting your employer in a negative way, there is really no debate.
Mm.
But life is not that simple.
Yeah.
Even though most people have something they could see, in a coworker that they thought was so bad,
yeah,
they'd have to speak up.
Yes. I need to file a report.
Did you have a candy bar before the show started today?
Oh, that'd be nice.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago, we got a Facebook message from a guy we called John. He had what he described as a white-collar job. I don't want to give away too many details. I don't want to get any
office more guy.
Yeah. And in that job, he collaborates with someone on projects, and they put those projects together to hand them in as a team.
Like a team. Yeah.
You got it, yes. John was struggling, he wrote us, because although he likes this coworker, and he says this coworker is very talented, that coworker he works with is getting high on the job, taking edibles, I believe, is what he said in the Facebook message. And John said it started affecting their work, and it was so bad that John claimed he had to work way more, correcting mistakes and cleaning up what his high coworker was doing.
Picking up his high slack.
You got it. I'll read you a quote from the Facebook message. Quote, I can tell when he's high because his work is horrible and never done on time. I don't want to confront him to his face because he'll say I'm wrong. But it's making my life miserable, fixing all his mistakes and doing this extra work to get stuff done on time so people don't think I'm slacking. He says he was losing time outside of work with his family, said he was losing time on the weekends, and that he was pulling more weight than this guy. And John wrote us this Facebook message to say he was considering telling his bosses that this guy was high on the job. And he said he didn't want to do it, but again, this situation was making his life miserable.
That's a shame.
And I thought what he was saying was a reasonable reaction.
Your heart goes out to this guy.
You two did not.
Yeah, no. No.
Why no?
Well, because it's none of your goddamn business.
It actually is. It is your business because it is business that is yours that you are doing together.
You know whose business it is?
Who's that?
The boss.
Okay.
That's his business to manage the department, not me. Okay. They don't pay me to be a manager.
No, but they pay you to get this work done, which is not getting done because this guy is high.
And because you're not managing your team properly. So I put it all upstairs. Put it on the executives. These golden parachute fat cats in their Cadillacs.
Kimmy, you also disagreed with going to the boss.
Yeah, I just don't want, it's a selfish thing. I don't want to make things worse for myself. Because just because you go to the boss doesn't necessarily mean anything's going to happen that's going to benefit you.
Okay. And you know she's got some stuff in her purse.
I'm also
too, so
a
she's
coward.
She's got to be cool.
I'm also a coward.
She's got some fun candy.
Well, it turns out both of you are wrong.
How are you wrong?
At least according to this letter. Because this story is pretty cut and dry.
Mm.
In fact, if someone you work with is doing anything wrong, it is on you to make sure
be the narc cop.
Someone knows about it. Actual physical letters sent through the mail hating Tommy and Kimmy and their laissez-faire work attitude.
I don't know what that is, but I'm signing up for it.
Sit back and enjoy today's hate mail of the week.
If someone you work with is breaking company policy, you have to report it to your employer. On the topic of the man getting high while working, it's stupid and frankly irresponsible to keep that secret and allow this person who doesn't deserve that job to continue to collect a check. They don't respect the job, they don't respect their coworkers, and they don't respect themselves. Everyone that hides the illegal or immoral things that their coworkers are doing, they're contributing to the higher prices and lower efficiency we all have to deal with when we go out to stores and restaurants or get stuck on the phone with some idiot who doesn't care at all about the people giving them a paycheck. As far as I'm concerned, the person not reporting that coworker is just as bad as that coworker. And if I were their boss and found out, I'd fire that person too. Sincerely, Ray.
Damn.
Is it just me, or does that letter read like Cold War, World War II propaganda?
Yeah.
When you ride alone in a car, you're actually riding with Hitler. Hear a friend talking red? Make sure you tell Mr. Hoover about it. Does Raymond's impassioned plea change either of your minds here?
No.
Okay.
And by the way, first of all, we're only getting it from, like, that letter, the original letter.
The Facebook message.
Then the guy was, we're only seeing his side. Is the work really that bad? Okay. Or are you just, like, any little mistake, you're tying it to weed?
But here's the thing. Even if it was that bad, it wouldn't change your mind.
No.
Okay. I didn't think that Ray's letter here would change either your mind. Any idea that you should blow in your coworker for all the little things that we do wrong on a daily basis, that is insane.
Well, you don't want to be guy.
Yes,
I think
I agree.
If you're somebody that reports everything, you also think you were... You're doing everything perfect, and that may not be the case.
You're not. And I'll go even further. Like, if you're working with people who are more loyal to the boss than they are to the people they work around on a daily basis, that person sucks, right? But Ray may have missed the actual issue in the Facebook message we got initially.
What did he miss?
So the guy who wrote it did not have a moral opposition to marijuana on the job.
No, and he actually likes the guy.
Yes, exactly. It was personally affecting him. Mm-hmm. And that's what had this guy thinking about saying something. And the fact of the matter is, everyone has a line that a coworker could cross where they would consider speaking to the boss. Not because you want to look good or you want the company to benefit, but because it affects you so negatively, you selfishly want it to stop. Would you guys disagree with that?
No.
No.
Okay. So let's do a fun little exercise.
Oh, I love exercise.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's say you and I work at a mom-and-pop store.
Yeah.
It's you, me, same relationship we've had now, bestest of buds. We've known each other for a long time. And you find out I am taking thousands of dollars a month out of the register.
From mom-and-pop.
Yep, I am robbing the place blind. Now, you don't know how much money this place has, and if what I'm doing could put the place out of business.
All right.
But you do know that if you say something, not only am I fired, I'm going to jail. Are you saying something to the boss?
And I haven't spoken to you about it.
You have not spoken to me about it, no.
Why don't we talk to you first?
Well, okay, I'm not doing it.
You would go directly to the source first? I feel like that's the more difficult thing to do.
Well, if I'm friends with the guy.
Okay.
You know, because that's a brand new jersey.
Even if you're
friends. Yeah. Put on my credit card, yeah.
Yeah. You told me you're tapped out.
Yeah, no, I was, but that's why I got credit. Are you accusing
me? Is that a new car you got? Was that an iCar?
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a lot of car for a guy that works at a mom and pop hardware store.
Finance it, no big deal. You're telling me that you think I'm a thief? I'm not a thief. I didn't steal.
I didn't say thief.
I just said
that's a lot of nice new stuff you
got. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And why don't you mind your own goddamn business? I'm not going to admit to you that I'm stealing.
You're a terrible person. I'm going to turn you in, though.
So you'd tell the boss?
I would really hate to.
Because
I don't want to deal.
But would you?
And again, mom and pop should be watching their goddamn store.
Okay, but they are putting trust in you and I.
Well, that was their first mistake. I had two guys from a morning show to work in their hardware store.
If you allow yourself to be potentially put out of a job before you ratted to the people above us.
Yeah, it would have to come down to that.
But it would be straight up dumb. And I'm getting the impression that you still wouldn't do it.
And it depends on what kind of job it is. If it's a job I could easily replace, like I was just like when I was a clerk at Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go across the street and get another clerk job.
Kimmy, if you and I were working together in a mom and pop shop and you found out I was taking thousands of dollars, maybe shutting the business down, would you report me to the boss?
Yeah, because eventually.
Narc!
I'm going to be out of the job. I will say if it's a job that I really enjoy, I love, I want to keep this job. Okay. I'm doing it for, again, selfish reasons, but that's probably the only way I would say something.
But if it's a job you don't like, you're going to go look for it. You're going to have to go
through the pain. No, if it's a job I don't like, I'm probably not saying anything.
So you're going to have to go through the pain of finding another job.
But if it's a job that's easily replaced, I'm going to cruise. Or,
you know, it's funny. Everybody thinks it's a job that's easily replaced and you have to replace that job. But go on. I'm sorry.
I understand. Or maybe you cut me in a little bit.
Now you're going to jail too.
Okay, well, before we get to that,
let's
take a little percentage. Here, come in.
252 WCMF.
Give me a couple points.
252-9263. Crystal is on CMF. Hey, Crystal, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
Good.
I finally retired from all of this kind of stuff, and I'm happier than ever.
You're not at the strip club anymore?
So I was a former manager and 45 years in healthcare.
Ooh, I'm a manager.
So Tommy, what you're saying is true. It is up to the manager to try to find and catch these people doing things wrong. But honestly, HR doesn't back up people anymore. No managers. They can do anything they want, from sit back and go on their cell phones to look at social media to scrolling. My last real good funny incident was an employee who would come in at 6:40 in the morning with her child. I wasn't quite there yet. I was there maybe like 7:15-ish. And I saw that something was not quite right. She was leaving with her child, not punching out, and getting paid.
You're describing Tommy, by the way. You are describing exactly what Tommy did at the grocery store.
Right. So these are the things that you have your coworker that's next to you. Well, hey, wait, I'm a manager. I'd like to get up and leave too, not for nothing. But I'm staying here until 7 o'clock at night, and you have people that are working really hard around you. The new mandatories is that you need to report those people. And it has to happen. There's so many lax employees out there right now, and I blame it all on COVID, that it's okay to do this, it's okay to do that. They need to go back to the old days of you're fired, you need to leave.
You can't
do that anymore.
You know what I heard?
What are you hearing?
It's because nobody wants to work anymore.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. Nobody's hearing. Everybody's bringing their kids in.
That's why I listen to you guys now.
Crystal, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. So she says report everybody. Blow them in.
Turn them all in. Round them up.
Look, I get the idea of not wanting to get involved. Again, 252-WCMF, hate mail of the week, coming off of this Facebook message that we got 2 weeks ago from a guy, works closely with someone, they work on projects together, who is getting high, smoking or eating edibles on the job, likes the guy, thinks he works hard, wanted to go to his bosses. You guys called him a narc. We got a letter from Ray saying not only should this guy be fired, we should be reporting everything that is done wrong by our coworkers, very 1984, to get them gone. I get the idea of not wanting to get involved. I get the idea of not wanting to look like some class traitor and siding with the mayor.
Yeah.
But you have to eat and pay a mortgage. And if my actions in stealing or being high or whatever could put an end to you paying a mortgage and eating, it's in your best interest to say something. Not to mention all the other coworkers that could be out of a job or in a bad spot because of what you found out and did not say. Let me ask you this question.
What's that?
Sorry, I'm rambling.
Right.
You wouldn't be furious if you lost your job because someone ripped off your workplace someone here knew and didn't say a word. You're going to sit here and say if you lost this job because someone robbed this place blind and somebody knew and didn't say anything, you wouldn't look at that person and go, what the hell?
Well, it's just a regular worker. I kind of understand where the guy's coming from.
Yeah, I'm still pissed at my focus is still on the person that did it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Because I understand that person was put in a weird position, whether, you know, they obviously didn't make the right choice to not say anything, but I get it.
And I'd be afraid, too.
You feel pressured, you know, to keep your mouth shut.
Let's say I go total narco state, right?
Okay.
And I bust this person wide open.
Got him, yeah.
And they drag his ass out.
Okay.
And I'm even standing at the door, good.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that son of a bitch is waiting for me around a corner somewhere.
Well, you don't make a scene out of it. You're not you don't come in with cymbals and a big light up sign going, Dave's getting high.
It's like this guy that's working with this other dude, they're a two-man team. He knows where the narc is.
Okay.
I'd be afraid this son of a bitch is going to come after me because, you know, even though he's a stoner, probably take him a while.
See him coming. Hear there's going to be snack cake wrappers along the way.
Yes, you'll hear the Grateful Dead music.
Yeah, I mean, no matter how hard a company's, you know, HR team or whoever tries to keep it quiet and anonymous and whatever, everybody knows. I've never been in a workplace where like that story was kept quiet for too long.
Oh, I disagree. Tommy stole from a grocery store for 20 years and nobody above his coworkers had any idea.
Saying though, like, let's say I'm going to tell on this person. I'm going to go to the boss, let them know what's going on.
Mm. Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah. I eventually everybody's going to know it was you.
All right.
Even if they say we're not going to tell anybody, you know, it's going to be kept quiet, anonymous, whatever.
Okay.
Everybody knows it's you.
Michael writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Guy's a rat. Ask him if he wants some cheese.
A dirty rat.
Rich writes, if conflicted with the idea of doing something, fill out an anonymous complaint and put it in a suggestion box. Have the employer look into it. Nobody looks at the suggestion.
I haven't seen one of those in years.
Well, no, because every suggestion is fire Tom. All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so
yeah.
I paint this scenario.
What if your mother?
I paint this scenario where I'm stealing. It could cost you guys your jobs. You guys are still lukewarm.
Mm.
All right. Let's say, you know I'm stealing.
Yeah, up the game a little bit.
The boss figures it out.
Yeah.
And they come to you. And they ask you, Tommy, we think there's something going on with Pat here. There's some money missing. We can't prove it's him. Have you seen anything? What do you say?
Well, if I haven't seen anything, I'm not going to say
No, but you have seen something. You are suspicious.
Okay, does have a new car.
Are you suspicious? Have you seen? Is there something you want to tell
us? No, I'm not going to. No. I mean, listen, man, do your own homework. Do your own dirty work.
But they're
work,
doing
man.
That. They're doing the dirty work.
No. Go do your own investigation. Don't drag me into it.
No.
Look, I've stuck up for buddies that have done some pretty bad things, and I even said, like, I've never seen that guy do that before.
Look, I get.
And that's where I would leave it.
I get that we have a penchant to cover for our friends.
Yeah.
But again, this affects you negatively.
It's kind of my job.
Kimmy, if they came to you and said, we think Pat's stealing, you're aware that I'm doing it, would you?
I think if I'm asked and if I put on the spot, I'm probably going to tell the truth. This kind of happened to me to an extent, not quite somebody was stealing, but I was asked by a boss because there was one coworker really, really, I would call it bullying another coworker to the point where like it was affecting them on the job. And they asked, hey, have you seen this type of behavior? And I was like, yeah, it happens all the time.
So, but Tommy's still here.
But yeah, like when I was put on the spot, I was like, I got to be honest here. Like even though I kind of liked that person, I wasn't going to lie for him.
Yeah, she is. Kimmy.
Yeah.
She don't make no money.
Yeah.
Clothes are old, raggedy.
But never are they dirty.
That's right.
She's living just enough.
For the break room.
Just enough for the break room.
And, you know, we've had our suspicions.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And boss man comes down
suspicions
here.
Suspicions of me stealing?
Oh, yeah, look at you.
What was I stealing?
That's my point. Look at her. The hell she's spending it on.
If it means my kids don't eat and I don't have a roof over my family's head, yeah, I got to turn in Kimmy.
Okay.
Yeah, but if that's a scenario
poverty
you're painting.
Poverty, boy.
If that's the
your
scenario
kids,
you're
first
painting.
First of all, your kids are going to eat just fine.
No, again, yes. If we are doing a scenario where my job is in
all right, yeah, your
flux,
kids will starve.
And it's my family versus Kimmy stealing, even though I like Kimmy. Yeah, I have no choice. What choice do I have?
Right.
I love you, man, because if you went home and had the same discussion with your wife, you'd be 180 degrees on the other side.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't pay the mortgage, but I go to buy pink pineapples every once in a while. Check out my tracksuit collection.
More Instagram messages coming in. I mean, to that point, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Man, if someone could potentially cause me to lose my job and my ability to pay the bills, then I'm 100% turning their ass in. F them.
Man, we've changed as a nation.
That's not true. When you do,
America always turned their back on narcs.
You grew up during the Red Scare. To that point.
Yeah.
There was a point in the letter Ray wrote us, Hate Mail of the Week this week, where he talked about, you know, you should keep track of everything that people are doing wrong. How many folks like Ray are working around us every single day that are keeping track of the little things you are doing on your job?
Oh, probably. Yeah, you don't know it.
And telling the powers that be.
It's that little mousy prick. Never says nothing.
Well, let's talk about that, though.
The mousy prick?
Because you like to think, because you think you're so smart, and I mean all of us,
yeah,
that we know the coworkers who are willing to run and tell on us. But a lot of the time, it's never the people you think it is.
Oh.
It may be the people pleasers at your job you have to watch out for. The coworker that's always hanging around, trying to start a conversation, wanting to hang outside of work.
Oh, fishing for information?
Well, not even that.
Wait, you're saying those are the coworkers that are going to steal or that are going to narc?
That are going to narc.
Okay.
And it's not about the fishing for information. If they want you to like them, they also want the bosses to like them. And if they find something out about you that can make them look better to the people above them, guess what, buddy? They are rolling right over on your ass, and I could think of one guy specifically that all of us worked with that was absolutely that guy.
They're constantly seeking approval
from everybody.
From everybody.
Yes. So if they have something they can use on you to get approval from somebody above you and everybody else, they're going to use it.
All right.
Those are the people you got to watch out for.
I mean, I'm even thinking, like, on this floor, who would be the narc and who would be cool?
All right, who's the biggest narc on the floor? Right. All right, so we got Moose Breezy, Spizzano Sandy, Billy Kidd, Hope, TJ, Kimmy, and myself.
Okay.
Who's the narc?
It's down at the country station.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, that's Narco Central.
Really?
Wait, they are narcos?
Oh, yeah, they're narcs.
Who's narking then?
Number one narc?
Yeah.
You know who it is.
Who is it?
You cost me my job. I got four children to feed. I got a payment on a rusty minivan. Hunger,
I don't know. I think she'd keep your secret, man.
TJ is going to hurt you one of these days. She's going to hurt you.
One needs a spanking and one needs a hug.
She's not going to narc.
One's on the way.
By the way.
Oh, she is queen narc.
No, she's not going to narc. She's going to take care of it herself.
Yeah, no, that woman is not narking. She is not narking.
I would have. I actually have all three of the narcs in that room.
Bro, I don't think any of them would.
Oh, Billy's a narc too, man.
You think Billy Kidd's a narc?
He's got a yellow vest. Walking around with his yellow vest.
He's a very noble person. Like, you know what I mean? I think he would always do the right thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, but again.
Yeah, he's honest.
Yes.
But again, the right thing here isn't always clear, because sometimes the right thing is to look out for the people that you work with, right? Have each other's backs. Mm-hmm. I do think Billy would have our backs.
That's not my point. I understand that. But
he's going to be honest about whatever
the
situation is.
But they approach him going, did you see Tommy do this thing? He's going to say, yeah.
Yeah, but I can't fault him for
that. And Hope's another one. She's always on the surveilling everything, posting everything online. She goes around the town, like, looking at things and judging people. Like, all three of them. Like, the least narc is Breezy. Because she's probably covering some stuff up.
No, but she's absolutely the one. She's the people pleaser. She will absolutely
She's also got some stuff going on.
She accidentally blew a bunch of people in for something she didn't know was wrong.
Yeah, but she didn't mean to do that.
Accident.
Okay, but she did it. She narked. She's the narc, bro.
You think Breezy's
I don't think she knew they were doing anything wrong, but that's the problem.
Okay. We'll finish it up with this, because I think this might be the most...
So she's the unintentional narc.
Yeah. All right. She's the unintentional everything.
Yes.
She's unintentionally funny, unintentionally successful, unintentionally beloved. I think Mike here has the most profound statement of the last 20
minutes. What's that?
And he writes, nothing will kill a great employee faster than watching you tolerate a bad one.
Wait, how's that work?
If you're a great employee, but you have no problem with the slack asses around you, you are no longer a good employee.
Because I'm not reporting that bad employee.
Yes, I mean, according to Mark here.
All right. Go ahead, Mike. Do the boss's job for him, because you ain't getting any bonus out of it. He's going to go back to his fancy house, and you're going to be in narc.
Man. Let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a tale of two men.
What happened?
Two men from different generations with the same issue.
Mm.
Because road rage knows no age, Thomas.
Doesn't seem.
And it's brought these two men together in an incident that ended poorly for both of them.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from the Batavia area.
What happened?
Last Sunday, there was a road rage incident that ended in a crash. Now, we don't know what started the incident. We don't know what they were doing to each other that caused the crash.
Yeah.
What we do know, both vehicles somehow collided with each other while the road rage incident was going on. You okay over there?
Yeah.
All right. So, the good news.
What's the good news?
Sounds like both men are okay.
Okay.
It also sounds like they're both at fault here. On one side.
Well, yeah, because you're... Yeah.
A 27-year-old man was charged with reckless driving.
Yeah.
On the other side, a 70-year-old man
70 years old
was charged with reckless driving and failure to keep right. All right. Tommy, all of the information I have, I have just shared with you. Mm. We know nothing else about these men.
Yeah.
Based on the charges and the ages of the men in the story, who do you believe started this road rage incident?
I'm thinking... The kid started it, but the old man took the bait.
Oh. Why do you say that?
Like, probably he flipped him off.
Okay.
And the old man, you don't do that to my I have to run away. I have to pay my taxes. So I can see the kid doing some punk-ass thing that sets the old man off.
So wait, you have the 27-year-old as the instigator.
Setting the old man
off. By the way, 27 ain't punk-ass. I had two kids at 27.
But to a 70-year-old, that's a punk-ass kid.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. That kid's younger than his kids.
Okay. Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
Who started this?
Okay. I'm going to say the younger person started it, and it may not have even been intentionally. Like, you're talking about flicking them off. Sometimes a younger person just not paying attention is enough to set old man anger off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, they may have just, like, not looked or not did what that older person thinks they should have done. And that's enough to get things started.
And I could see an older person using their car, thinking like, "I'll tell you." Yeah.
And then it went on from
make cars
there.
Like this.
Well, you're doing the scene from Back to the Future too.
Yeah. Look at the bumpers on this baby.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. Are younger guys or older guys more likely to have road rage? Because you know, you guys are saying these things. I always assumed it was the younger guys that were going to take it too far. Because they're full of you-know-what and vinegar every
single
day.
Well, we're not talking about who took it too far. We're talking about who started it.
Well, okay, we did start about talk about who started it. But, Tommy, your argument is it was the old man that finished it, and I have a hard time seeing that.
Yeah, they just take the bait.
Yeah. I mean, like, young guys always have something to prove. They're always rushing around. They're looking around.
Walking around.
Yeah, you know? Like, I kind of thought you lost all your road raging once you got past the age of 60. Am I wrong?
No, I mean.
No.
I the only road rages I've ever seen were between two old men at a gas pump.
Really?
Oh, yeah, at a gas pump.
It's weird because the older you get, the you have nowhere to be at no time most of the time. Like, you have all the time in the world, but yet you feel like that time's like maybe more valuable.
Well, I mean, there's less of it for them.
Yeah, so that could also be what leads to, like, the impatience on the road.
I don't forget, as you age as a man, like... The things that made you a man are going away.
Okay.
And it's frustrating.
Okay.
And people don't take you seriously anymore. Maybe you were the man at one point.
Sure.
When you were a 27-year-old kid and you thought the whole world, you know, listened to you.
Okay.
Now nobody listens to you and it's pissing you off. So I would say the more frustrated individual is going to be somebody my age than your age.
Okay. Now I get frustrated.
You're getting laid. You're having fun. You got your whole world ahead of you. I got Matlock, the new one with the woman.
I don't understand. I got Lady Matlock. It's Kathy Bates. She's still kind of okay. No, look, I get what you're saying. But I guess to counter that, and again, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If we go purely on stereotypes, old folks are out driving slower.
Mm-hmm.
Old folks are out taking their time.
Pissing you off.
Well, yeah, but that's just it. I am pissed off by the old folks going slow. I wouldn't think that if you're already using caution in a car, that you would be one to start or finish a road rage incident, which is being speculated here in this story.
Well, look at all the old man stories we have where the music was too loud, or he tried to run over the kid with his car because they disrespected
him. Okay.
Like, it's all old men. Like, okay. I only fear one group of people.
Who's that?
And it ain't teenagers. It ain't large groups of women. It's old men.
Really?
Yes. They make up the bulk of our stories of nuttiness.
It's
over 45 years old, minimum.
Okay, but in the defense of old men, and you know I rarely try this, right? Like, every kid that gets arrested that's under 17, we don't get their name, so maybe it doesn't stick in your head,
okay.
Right? I mean, it always says, you know, kid under 17. I mean, I'm kind of with you that I'm alarmed at the rise in old man anger,
yeah.
But I don't feel uncomfortable around a group of old men.
Oh, I see a group of old men. That's either a golf foursome or a militia.
And sometimes both.
Yeah, they got the clubs. Let's get going.
What's in that bag over there? Phone number is 252-WCMF, talking about this story that happened in the Batavia area last Sunday. Two men, 27 years old and 70-year-old, got in a road rage incident that at one point had both of the men's vehicles collide with each other. Both of them were charged. 27-year-old man charged with reckless driving. The 70-year-old man charged with reckless driving and failure to keep right. We're trying to figure out who started it. Aaron's on CMF. Hey, Aaron, how are you, buddy?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Good, brother. What do you got?
So, the failure to keep right. So, the old man is in the passing lane. Young guy is behind him, like, move over, dude. I'm sure he passed him on the right, flicked him off on the way, and then all heck broke loose.
Banjos broke out, and the chase is on.
Long way to go. Short time to get there.
Beat your ass when I see you next time, son.
All right, so Aaron, you're blaming the 70-year-old on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I come in from the west side all the time. There's, like, I'm 46, but there's people all the time in the passing lane doing, like, 55.
Okay.
And I'm like, I got to get to work, buddy.
All right, how old are you?
46.
Oh, 46. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed. All right. All right. So, but here's
he's in that zone.
But that's just it. Like, I mean, I hear that.
Come on,
out
of the way, buddy. I got work to do.
So, do you consider yourself a young guy or an old guy?
I consider myself an old guy.
Okay.
You sound old.
But yeah, but no, you don't sound. You sound older than 46.
Yeah.
What happened to you? Have you been gargling nails? What's going on with you, Aaron?
Those are Batavia years.
Who knows? Allergies. Who knows?
Allergies. Aaron, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
And here's another thing. Like, no old man likes back talk.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I make a statement. I don't want to hear your opinion. No back talk.
Well, no
wise ass and no wise cracking.
When I was your age, I had respect for the people. You can't walk.
I don't need you cutting a fool, son.
Cutting a fool. 252 WCM. Let's talk to Ed. Hey, Ed, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
So I was in Tommy's hometown last night going over that awesome one-lane bridge. And about five or six cars came across from the other way, and I was number three going the opposite way. So I go across, and maybe I was four. And this old, I'm old, I'm going to be 59.
Okay.
This guy must have been maybe 70, but he had an older woman in the back seat. He put down his window, double birds, F-bombing me because I was like the third or fourth car. I was like, dude, there were six went over the other way, and there were three behind me, and he decided to just light me up. Only three or four.
Double birds, man. And those were with arthritic hands.
I put my window down. I was like, dude, and my wife, stop. I'm like, I saw red. I was like, what is this guy light me up for? There's three behind me.
Man, right. You could have been on Channel 10, bro.
So, Ed, you're then arguing in this case, based on your incident, it's the old guy that made this the big issue.
It's the older guy.
Okay.
Because apparently I was not supposed to react, but I did.
All right.
Got in trouble for it.
I do. I'm glad you brought up that bridge, by the way, because this bridge is like new to my life on a daily basis, driving out to Fairport to bring my daughter to hockey. There is no sign that indicates in any way how you are supposed to handle that bridge, how many cars are supposed to go,
who
has the right way.
Well, there are a few of these bridges.
But how do you not have any instruction on a one-lane bridge?
Well, it's just, you know, you go, I go.
He's right. That's not how it goes.
My whole trip was a nightmare because to get to that damn bridge, I had to go under the one-lane
Baird Road.
In in Bear Road.
And there's no room for margin there at Bear Road.
No. So there were birds flying all over last night. It was a nightmare.
Well, Ed, way to keep your cool, buddy. Thank God your wife was there. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
I like how the old guy, too, has his wife in the back seat.
He might have been Ubering.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I mean, you old folks, you got to find a way to make up that lack of Social Security.
My favorite, too, is when the old man insult or like the old man dig doesn't go the way he thinks it's going to. Like, you always think you're going to be prepared with something to say in that moment, but it's going to come off as goofy or that person's going to laugh in your face. Because I witnessed old man on old man, I wouldn't call it road rage, but an incident. It was when I went to the Paul McCartney concert with my parents. And you know how like things get a little dicey when you're going, turning out of the parking lot into traffic and people don't let you in. Some people let too many cars in. Well, my dad wasn't letting this guy in. And this guy rolled down his window and yelled, "Hey, what would Paul McCartney do?"
No, he did not.
And we were like we all looked at each other like,
what would Paul McCartney do?
I guess he could have said worse things.
I guess Paul McCartney would just tapped on his limo driver and said, "Get me out of here." Like, that's like crazy.
It's weird that he's got Ringo in the back with him doing that. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
What would Paul McCartney do?
I think we could all be better people asking, what would Paul McCartney do?
Yeah.
Brandon writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, again, talking about this road rage incident that had both a 27-year-old and a 70-year-old man charged after their cars collided during the incident out near Batavia. We're asking about young man versus old man road rage. Brandon writes, "I am 25. My bet is the old guy was going slow. The young guy had to go around him, and the old guy got upset." Let's talk about that.
That's kind of what the scenario that the other guy painted.
Exactly, the swipe back. Yeah. But I do want to talk about, there is this weird thing I have noticed in old men.
What's that?
We will all go my speed. I know what the speed is. We should all go.
I'm going to establish the speed.
Yeah. So like,
I'm
already
going five over.
Between the last 3 weeks, I have been all over the great state of New York with hockey.
You got to see it all.
Okay, but I'm driving in these two-lane highways, whether it's 104, whether it's 90, and there have been several men who refuse to get into the right lane.
Limit.
Yes, they're hanging out in the left lane. And I will then, okay, fine, I'm going to give you 3 minutes, and I'm going to pass you in the right lane.
Yeah.
And they get furious. Like, I see their faces. Like,
I'm doing a speed limit.
Like, get out of the lane!
You're speeding.
We'll take one more call.
Report you.
252 WCMF. Frank's got the last word. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
Frank, how you doing?
Hey, good. You're Frank.
Yeah, I forgot who I was. Actually, listen, I'm driving on 490.
Oh, we lost him to an old man. Wait, hold on. Back up. You said I'm driving on 490. We lost you. What happened from there?
Okay, there's three cars behind one car, and this car won't pull over. He's in the passing lane.
Okay.
All three of us pass him. The guy's about 46, 45 years old.
Okay.
So it's just not an old guy.
No, it's not an old guy. No, I mean, is that an old 45? I don't think.
No, I'm good. Yeah.
All right, great call, Frank. Right. Have a good rest of the day. Maybe Frank should go back to concentrating on driving. Yeah. He forgot his own name and then just told, "There's a guy driving!
45.
He called the radio station to complain about one guy on the road. Just want to throw that out there.
Kimmy, if we did a segment every week called "What Are You Watching on the Road Right Now?", it would be the most popular, worst segment we've ever done.
45 years old. Not letting anybody pass him. How about that?
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, this is not ideal.
Yeah.
But based on the other food recalls we've seen recently, this is a lower one. Not to mention, if you are willing to eat this food, which is delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is something you'd even like consider.
So I just push through?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. More than 58 million pounds of corn dogs are being recalled nationwide.
Why?
So Hillshire Brands has issued the sweeping recall. It's State Fair and Jimmy Dean corn dog products after reports of wood fragments have been embedded in the batter.
There's wood in my batter.
Okay. Yeah. So there are injuries reported.
Oh, okay. So these must be some pretty big fragments.
Yeah. So
the fact that you bit into it like that.
Well, I mean, you could swallow wood and not realize you just didn't bite into the actual wood part.
Your mom does it every night.
So far, quote,
a lot of wood. Mm. Ow.
Thank you for the sound effect.
No, there was a chip in the wood.
So far,
yeah.
Kimmy,
yeah.
There have been multiple complaints, at least 5 injuries reported.
Yeah, I would love to hear those complaints.
So this is affecting people.
It sure is.
What injuries do you get? Is it like you get like mouth splinter?
I guess so, right?
Or like, can you get esophagus
splinters? Well, I wonder, it could hurt your teeth, right, if you're not.
I'm guessing if you eat a lot of corn dogs that you purchase frozen, you don't care about your teeth.
Well, no, I mean, Nick,
or your esophagus.
Well, like, let's just.
I'd worry more about kids, too. I mean, that's like an after school snack for some people.
Well, like Nick writes us, think about the pain of this. And I'm sorry, this is going to hurt everybody thinking about it. Nick writes us on Instagram, imagine a wood splinter going up into your gums.
Oh, it would hurt.
Okay. Now, corn dogs are delicious.
Oh, they are.
And I love corn dogs.
For a reason.
Yes. But if you eat corn dogs to the point where you have them frozen in your house.
You buy them in your house and you have them as in regular rotation in your diet.
It has to be people with kids.
No, I would have corn dogs if I was a single man.
Okay,
I love corn dogs.
All right, maybe
I love
single
them.
Young person.
If I didn't care, I would eat a corn dog constantly.
I would have a corn dog with every meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would give me a steak with a side of corn dog.
It may be the perfect meal.
I agree with you.
Hmm. It's just all right there, man.
It hits all the major food.
But it's right there.
Yeah, yes.
Ain't nothing, no messing around.
And I only need one hand. My biggest complaint about corn dogs
one
is
stick,
that they,
no plate.
They're not big enough. You can never have just one corn dog.
Yeah, true.
You're not, if you're eating a corn dog as a meal, you're not satisfied.
Because it hits everything. Fat, salt, sugar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And there was I forget which restaurant it was here in town that would sell corn dogs with fries on the side as like a meal.
Man, that's insane.
God, it was so good. So good. But if you have corn dogs at your house, in your freezer, I can't imagine you are getting rid of them out of a slight risk that you're going to get
wood. You should
be
a little more careful when you bite into
it. You still don't have any health concerns because you don't care. You don't care what you eat.
But you're telling me that anybody that eats corn dogs from home does not care.
Just
about
don't care.
Splinters in your...
No, he's not saying that.
Digestive tract.
He's saying does not care about life, end of sentence.
Like you eat that corn dog just in your underwear over the sink sometimes. Like, you don't even wait. Like, as soon as it's out of the microwave, you just stand over the sink and eat it looking out the backyard.
You know what I never understood about frozen foods like corn dogs? They put, like, oven instructions on there, too. Who the hell is waiting for the oven to preheat? I have never in my life heated up anything in the freezer, for the most part, in the oven. It went straight to the microwave.
That's why you buy a microwave.
Yes.
Because I'm ready to eat.
Oh, no, but here's the thing.
What's that?
So I have put them in the oven before, and here's why.
Really?
I was also making French fries with them, so I was like, well, if I got to wait for the fries.
All right.
Oven corn dogs are...
I'm sure they're elite.
No, they're universally better than microwave.
Yeah. It's going to be better, but I just don't have the patience.
But here's how a fat ass does it. You're right. You put a couple of them on a cookie sheet,
yeah.
Set them in the oven.
Yeah.
But you pop one into the microwave now because you got about 15 minutes before them puppies is ready.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So you got to have a bullpen corn dog.
You're absolutely.
You got to be like Lasorda coming out getting the corn dog.
Well, that sounds.
Here like- comes Tommy now. He doesn't look too happy, but he's got a delicious corn dog in his hand along with that Jack Daniels.
So now we're getting all kinds of nightmare scenarios.
Of like chips in your mouth?
Well, yeah. Like Joey writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. What if the splitter makes it to your guts and gets stuck on the way and now you have a sliver stuck up your butt? That would be bad.
Wait, a butt sliver?
You got a butt sliver.
So my Cocker Spaniel, that one that was nuts, used to love to eat the mulch in the backyard.
Oh.
And it was those big wood chips, right?
Yeah.
I used to put the big ones back there. So every once in a while, he'd eat the goddamn things. He'd go out there and take a dump. And you'd hear him yelping because he was getting splinters out his tush.
Oh.
It was hysterical to listen to.
Oh.
Because he's like, because anytime a dog has to jump while he's in mid squat dump is priceless.
Okay, but
he's like the world's worst broad jumper.
But I would have thought, human body wise, if the wood made it to your gut,
I think the enzymes break it down.
The acid, right?
Yeah.
But maybe we're wrong. Maybe you can get like.
Yeah,
colon,
but I mean, that would be
a
sizable thing. Like you would notice when you're eating it.
Would you though? Like maybe it's the little ones that are the ones that are going to get you the worst because it just gets stuck somewhere.
All right.
Like, would you have to have surgery?
Oh.
Like, cause you like hear these stories of like, you know, kids that eat magnets. It seems like nothing. You can just pass them, but they get stuck in your intestine. They could rip your intestines open.
A magnet? Can?
Yeah, it's a really scary thing.
So they can't go by the refrigerator.
No, like two
and
magnets.
Then you got to post a note on them.
More the little magnets that.
Hey,
like,
we're out of milk.
252 WCMF.
No, the little bag to get you the big bag.
A 58 million pound national recall of frozen corn dogs.
How much corn dog do we produce in this goddamn country? That's just one company.
No, it's with two.
One company under two different brands.
State Fair and Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
I wonder what the difference is between those two.
Ain't nothing.
Quality, I've had both. State Fair is the lower quality.
Well, Jimmy Dean, he was a TV star.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah.
He wrote like huge tunes.
And his biggest show, the Corn Dog Hour.
Jimmy Dean Corn Dog Hour.
Yep, and it starred Tommy's mom. And it lasted one episode before the FCC took it
Wait,
off.
So Jimmy Dean
was
sodomizing my mother with a corn dog.
Yeah, it was a new segment called Edie Makes the Corn Dog Disappear, .. not her mouth.
Feed bad dog.
I can't feed one Edie. 252 WCMF, let's talk to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, you don't know nothing about corn dogs. First of all, Jimmy Dean makes the ones with the sausage with the pancake batter. The State Fair is the hot dog with the corn dog.
No, Jimmy Dean also makes a straight up corn dog, bro. I've eaten it.
I ain't never seen this.
Bro, you don't know.
You don't know dogs.
Like, you think you know dogs.
Jimmy Dean is a breakfast dude. He don't do nothing but breakfast.
They make more than breakfast. They make more than breakfast, Ryan.
He's passionate. He's been all day.
Put that frozen corn dog in a deep fryer. Hey, that's got nothing on no oven.
Oh,
put it in the deep fryer and do it like they real do.
All right.
So,
Ryan,
do it like
see,
they real
there's
do.
There's not wrong with frozen corn dogs, but it's a good, you know, but he's right. Single father Jim, or Tommy's right. I can imagine some single, you know, poor sack standing over his sink, dripping mustard down his sink. So.
You just called us to suggest deep frying a corn dog. You're the saddest sack so far, although I do like the idea. I'm in, Ryan. I'm in on that.
What's up?
I called about my deep fryer, even with French fries before, man. How about that deep fryer? Get that thing out. Get your oil. Get your heart disease and let's go.
Ryan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Get your corn dog facts straight.
I've never heard somebody so passionate about different corn dog brands.
No, just don't come in here and act like I don't know corn dogs.
I
know corn dogs.
I heard
dogs.
Jimmy Dean only does breakfast.
That's pack. Ass. That is
Let
ass.
Let me tell you something. This show knows some Jimmy Dean. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, you're not kidding. More than you guys understand. Yeah. You know, he brings up the deep fryer. I will say this. He's absolutely right.
Like those Fry Daddies and all that stuff?
Everything. Yeah, you can get them at Wall.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It makes sense that would taste better that way.
I knew comics that traveled with them.
So you bring up the Fry Daddy. Yeah. When I was a kid, my dad, you know, with the tailgate stuff, to make his tailgate as great as possible, he went out and bought a legitimate deep fryer.
Like an old school, like you see like a commercial one?
So it was
with
like
a basket?
It was a stand, right? Like a metal stand, and it had a butane lighter underneath it, and it had a big pot you would put the oil in it, and then it had the basket you would drop into the fryer.
He
right?
brought this to the tailgate?
He would bring it to the tailgate, so it only came out once or twice at a tailgate. Then on Christmas Eve, when we would have our family Christmas party, he would deep fry stuff outside.
Delish.
And then drink a ton. And forget the deep fryer was out there.
Wait, he'd leave it on?
No, it would be off, but he would leave it out there for like weeks just sitting in the cold.
Gross.
So it's just like all that grease just turns to like solid, right?
He would have to buy a new deep fryer every year because he would ruin it because he would leave it outside on Christmas Eve every single year.
So you just put it next to that dead puppy you've also left outside.
The Lhasa obstacle, yes. 252 CMF. Let's talk to a man who knows his corn dog.
All right.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good to hear from you.
So, one of the listeners, Alicia, she turned me onto this show called Your Stupid Opinion. And so the other day I was listening to it, and what they do is read reviews from Google or whatever it is. And they were reading the reviews of this pizza shop down in Newburgh, New York. One of the reviews, somebody got their pizza and there was a Band-Aid in the crust.
Ooh.
Just hearing that review made me want to not eat pizza for probably about 3 hours.
So he went right back to his
symphony. I don't know, man. The pizza's the best. I mean, if it happened to me in real life, I probably wouldn't eat pizza for like 4 years or something like
no,
that.
No, I'm telling you, man, pizza's so good. Like, I can't imagine what would have to happen. I would have to find in a pizza to turn me off of pizza.
Yeah, there are certain foods that would be tough.
Yeah, I mean, there was a Pizza Hut here in Ontario. Me and my parents, because this is the one time I got student of the month, or student of the week. We sat there and waited.
It was an off week.
No, it was corn dog unit.
Yeah, it was. It was a fluke. It was a fluke win. But we sat there for like 2-3 hours because they forgot our order, burned our pizza, and then I think they comped it. It was a free pizza anyways, but they gave us an extra free pizza because it took like 2 hours to get our stuff.
I'm really happy it all worked out for you, Ben.
That's good.
But you did get to
free pizza.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day. If anyone else has great free food stories, the phone
lines.
Pizza
Hut was like, this kid definitely isn't student of the month. Let's burn his pizza.
All right. Just by the way, public service announcement. Evan writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, and he's right about this. I've never had it, but I've seen it.
What's that?
Mochi Nut. Is a restaurant in Irondequoit in Henrietta.
They
have corn dogs. There are these like Asian style corn dogs.
Really?
I think they're popular in like Korea.
The Asians did corn dogs.
So they do Cheeto flavored covered corn dogs, cornflake covered corn dogs, cheese filled corn dogs. There's like a special dough.
But this is a restaurant.
I wish you could get like a flight because I would love to try. I wouldn't know which one to pick. They all sound amazing. Yeah.
She's right. So there's one in Henrietta too, I believe.
You sit down and eat corn dogs.
Jefferson Road. Now it's not like a sit down place. It's like a walk in counter service. I've been trying to get there for like years and it just
Mochi
hasn't lined
Nut.
Up. Mochi Nut. They also sell little donuts.
Oh, damn.
It looks awesome.
That'd be good for like when you're watching a game. Oh,
I don't know. The one negative about a corn dog.
Where?
You got to eat that sucker within 5 minutes of it being cooked.
Again, where's the problem?
No, but then I got to get it from Mochi Nut home to watch the game.
Yeah.
Oh, but just get a ton of them.
They're going to be cold.
You can nuke them.
No, not the same.
Yeah, you can.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.